welcome to the show, Curing the Incurable. And my name is Liam Phillips. And we had planned today to talk to a lady called May from Scotland, who's going to talk a little bit about her experience with distance healing. Until we can actually get her on, you're going to have to put up with me, I'm afraid. So I guess one of the things that I have found with distance healing is, what is the definition of distance healing? If anybody would like to ring in and give us their thoughts on this, the phone number to ring is, if you're outside, you've got to ring into America, if you're outside of America, and then it's 646-200-4444. So anyway, so what is the definition of distance healing? Well, perhaps I could give you a little demonstration of just how easy that can be. I was standing outside a coffee shop not so long ago when somebody, a friend of mine, came along, and she had a hacking cough and her eyes were watering and she had a very, very tickly throat. And I went up and talked to her and she said, "Oh, you know, I've got the flu." I said, "Oh, yeah, I can see that." And after about 2 minutes or so, my body started to act a little strangely and I started to get this really itchy throat. Now, I used a little tool which I call "Who Does This Belong To?" And I asked this just in my head, and I got the awareness that I was actually taking stuff out of her body. Now, isn't that interesting? So is that distance healing? We were about 3 or 4 feet away. Well, perhaps, perhaps not. So if you have a nice little story about distance healing, perhaps you'd like to give us a ring in. Let's see if we can bring May into the equation now.
Hi, Liam.
Hey, May. How you going?
Hi. Hello from Scotland.
Hello from Scotland, my wee bunny lassie. I hope you don't mind me making fun of the Scottish, or making fun of me, really.
Not at all. It's good to hear your voice. That's a great question. What is distance healing? I don't think anybody's asked me about that. People usually ask me, how can distance healing possibly work? So what is distance healing?
So how can it possibly work, May? Could you give us some insight on that?
Well, what I usually share with people on that is, have you ever had the experience of thinking about somebody, maybe thinking, oh, I must phone my mom, I must phone my friend, maybe think about it for a wee while, and then lo and behold, the phone goes, and that very person has obviously been thinking of you, so you've made a connection. And this whole idea that energy follows thought, so if I'm thinking about a person, if I'm thinking about you, then, you know, we're making an energetic connection. So in exactly the same way, if I'm doing healing with somebody in India or America or wherever, it works because we make this energetic connections. You know, there are so many connections going on between us that aren't visible. And some of us can sense them, and some of us don't sense them. But it still works, and I know that from doing a lot of distance healing through my business, which is called Delicious Healing.
So, Delicious Healing. Let's give your little website a plug. But can you give that? It's
www.deliciushealing.com.
Cool. I understand you're also going to be doing a mind, body and spirit fair in Edinburgh shortly, is that correct?
Yes, it's coming up this weekend, the Body and Soul Fair in the Assembly Rooms in Edinburgh. And,
oh, cool.
Got to stand for that. I'm going to be showcasing the bars.
Now that's what's something that really interests me, because when we were talking on our Skype call the other day in preparation for this show, you were saying that you had quite a remarkable story with regards to bars and distance healing, and that when you started talking about that, I could feel the energy of it, and I went, wow, I think my listeners would really like to hear that. So could you share that with us?
Yeah, sure. It's quite a fun story. I'd got into doing some of the access consciousness things. I've been on a couple of courses and doing some teleclasses, experiencing quite a lot of verbal processing, which, as you know, after a while can fry your brain a bit.
Just a bit.
And just a bit, yes, a big bit. And so Rika Zimmerman, who was on one of her courses, and she said, "Are you getting your bars run?" And I said, "Well, no, I don't know anybody here to get my bars run." And then I had this idea, and I thought, well, I do all this distance healing. Surely it must be possible to run the bars distance-wise. So I put up on the forum that was attached to that particular teleclass, "Anybody run my bars, please?" And Diva Diaz, one of the Access Consciousness facilitators in London, so that's like 400 miles from me in Scotland, said, I'll run your bars for you. And so I thought, cool. And we exchanged Skype names. And I was waiting to hear from her, you know, to have a Skype chat to sort out when this would happen and what would happen. Did I have to lie somewhere quietly or what would happen? So anyway, I'd been feeling really tired. I'd been getting up feeling tired for about a week, which, you know, I don't mind going to bed feeling tired, but getting up feeling tired is, you know, is the pits. So I went to bed that night and I got up in the morning, woke up in the morning. I thought, wait a minute, I've got all this energy, what's happened? And I was really surprised. Yeah, I just couldn't believe it. And it wasn't until I got onto my computer later on that I saw this email from Diva saying, "I ran your bars last night." And that was totally unexpected for me because I thought we were going to have this conversation first. And so it was like a sort of a blind test, you know, because I didn't know she was going to run them. So there was no way I could have, you know, auto-suggested anything. And so that got me just absolutely hooked. You know, it really proved to me the bars work for me and just give me all that energy.
That is an amazing story. So you mentioned, you know, like 400 miles, and then when you were introducing the idea of distance healing, you're also saying you could do it on me. And I'm down here in Australia. It's a little bit further than 400 miles. So is that a possibility?
Sure, it doesn't make any difference, you know. I mean, with my distance healing, well, I've worked on the bars with somebody in India and as far away as Canada. I think those are about the furthest. But if you'd like to test out to Australia, I'll be very happy to.
You can run my bars anytime.
Okay. Okay, I'll do that.
Sure. And then Skype me afterwards.
Okay, well, I'll tell you a little bit more about that.
Yeah, sure thing.
Because I have this vision of generating a network of people here in Scotland so that we can exchange bars, you know, physically, because as you know, it's best to have your bars run every week or 2 weeks. And so I've got things in motion for that to come about soon. I've been doing lots of taster sessions with people. And we've got this bar stand coming up in Edinburgh at the weekend. And then Diva's coming up to do a bars training day up here in Dunblane in Scotland on the 8th of May. So hopefully we'll then, you know, have a network. But meanwhile, my brain, you know, gets fried and, you know, I need to do something. So I budded up with Sandrine in France, in Toulouse. Mm-hmm. And we've done lots of experiments with different ways of remotely running the bars. We've run them in real time, so you know we've both been on Skype, and one of us has just laid down and relaxed, and the other's been running the bars, and we've been able to talk about what was happening.
Could I ask a question there? Well,
yeah.
Just before we go on, I just put in the guest call-in number, which is if you're in the outside the US, it's phone in. And then 1, and then 347, and then 637-3978. And my question is, when you run them distance-wise, I know a little bit about bars, and it's about putting hands on particular points on the head. Do you have like a picture of that person, or do you just do it in your head, or do you have like a dummy, or how do you work it?
Okay. Well, I got a cool idea from Sunny Silkman, who's another, I think she's a BAS facilitator in America, maybe Canada. And she's created a polystyrene head that has all the BAS points on it. So I've made my own one. And so I just sit with this head on my knee and put my fingers on the point. So when I'm going to run your BAS, you know, I'll have the intention that the head is your head.
Yeah.
And do it that way. And that's partly because, you know, I'm relatively new to the BAS. I mean, I know when I used to do Reiki, I used to have a teddy bear for doing the distance version. And then eventually I realized I didn't even need the teddy bear because I could just imagine the parts of the person. So probably, you know, I could actually do that now with the BAS without having the actual head there, you know, if I was somewhere and didn't, because I don't take this head everywhere I go. You know, I could just imagine the points, just put my fingers where they would be. And as you know, with the BAS, you get a sensation in your finger when the bar is running. So if it's not quite in the right position, you know, I just move it till I get this heating up in my finger anyway.
Oh, that's great. So let me think of another question to ask you, unless you've got something else that you'd like to add to that. I'd like to tell a little story, if that's okay.
Sure.
Yeah, this is quite funny. My partner, a couple of months ago, she told me this story that she woke up in the middle of the night and she had one hand out in front of her, and her other hand was in the position as if she had one hand under one person's head and the other hand in that first point when you pull energy through somebody's head for the to start activating the BAS.
Yeah.
So she had been dreaming about doing BAS on someone and woke up in this position. So I was wondering, could that be a possibility that she was actually running somebody's BAS while she was in this dream state?
Well, that's really interesting. That's a new one.
Weird, huh?
Yes, why not? Yeah, the only thing I would want to sort of say about that is I'm quite careful when I'm running people's BAS remotely, and particularly if I'm not actually connected to them over the phone, to be absolutely sure they're not driving or using any machinery, because sometimes your head feels a little spacey and you know, that could be dangerous. So when I'm going to run the BAS remotely, I'm careful to, you know, have if at all possible, you know, arrange the time and make sure they're lying down, or quite often I do it when people are sleeping. Or otherwise, you know, to just have that intention that they run safely and easily, so that there's no harm comes to the person.
Well, thank you so much for that little, we've only got 47 seconds left, so thank you so much for the talking and being willing to come onto this radio station. It's been great talking with you, May, and best of luck in Edinburgh. And your website again is www.delicioushealing.com, is that correct?
That's it, Liam, yeah.
Well,
thank you very much.
Anybody would like to talk to you, they can connect with you through that?
Yes, there's a contact page on my website, and I'd be happy to talk to anybody who's interested in their BAS or more broadly delicious healing, where I offer quite a range of different modalities to help women restore their
health. Well, we're going to have to go shortly. 2 seconds. We're going.
Thank you. Bye.
So I'll catch you later. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Bye.